భగవద్గీత 11.47. శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ మయా ప్రసన్నేన తవార్జునేదం రూపం పరం దర్శితమాత్మయోగాత్ తేజోమయం విశ్వమనంతమాద్యం యన్మే తదన్యేన దృష్టపూర్వం. అర్జున హెస్ ఆఫర్డ్ హిస్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ టెక్స్ట్ 36 to 46, 11 వర్సెస్, అండ్ ఇన్ రెస్పాన్స్ Now, Krishna is speaking. Krishna says, Maya prasannena tava arjunedam. By me, joyfully, happily, prasannena. Unto you, Arjuna. Rupam param darshitam atma yogat. Rupam param darshitam. I have shown you the Supreme Form, Darshitam, Atma Yoga, by my own inner potency. Tejo Mayam Vishwam Anantamadhyam. Tejo Mayam, the form is effulgent, it pervades the universe, it is unlimited, it is original. Yanmetvadanyena na drishtapurvam. And apart from you, nobody has seen this form before. So here Krishna is stressing to Arjuna the point that the sight of the universal form was a special favor that has been uniquely bestowed on him. No one before had seen such a form, and now Arjuna has been able to see this form, and that is a great privilege. And there are 3 points in this. First is, cheerfully I have done, and cheerfully I have revealed, and what I have revealed is extraordinary, and this has not been revealed to anyone else. Just like somebody, like a charitable person who gives charity. Sometimes some people give charity grudgingly, they don't want to give, but they're obliged to give by social considerations or whatever else. So here, Krishna has actually given Arjuna the charity by revealing his form, I could say. The charity he has given cheerfully. And what he has given in charity, the revelation, that's glorious. Sometimes some people give some donation, some charity. So a small amount they give. But if somebody is given a huge amount, somebody gives, say, a palatial bungalow in donation to Krishna, that is extraordinary. So like that, that is... Krishna is Rupam Param Darshitamatma Yoga Tejomayam Vishwamanandamadhyam. So, the description, the epithets used to describe the universal form are many over here. Rupam, it's the form. Param, it's the transcendental, sublime form. It's very special. And Tejomayam Vishwamanantamadhyam. It's unlimited, primeval, effulgent, pervasive. So, and then on top of that, somebody gives charity, and then this is this kind of charity, this magnitude of charity, I've never given before to anyone else. That means that's something similar is conveyed here by Krishna. When he says, Yanme Tvadanyena Drushtapurvam, to no one else have I given this such a charity. So this would mean it's an extraordinary favor. A favor of the kind that has never been done before. And seeing such a favor, the question may come up, you know, how special is it? Is there a limit to the specialness of the favor? So the flavor of the favor is far out. And Krishna is speaking this as a prelude. In the next verse, he will say that actually what I revealed to you, it cannot be seen by study of the Vedas, by performance of various austerities, and any other such thing. So the point is, which Krishna will make thereafter, is that Arjuna, when I have done such a great favor to you, when I have given you such a great darshan, why are you disturbed? Why are you asking that this favor be withdrawn? Why don't you want to see this form? But then Krishna will say in the 9th verse, O Arjuna, you are disturbed? No problem. I will withdraw this form. I don't want you to be disturbed. Just calm down. I want you to be composed. In this verse primarily, the stress is on the extraordinariness of the favor that has been bestowed. Now, the point is, Drishta Purvam. Purvam is in the past, Drishta is seen. Arjuna has used earlier, Adrishta Purvam Rushito Smi Drishtva Bayenicha Pravetitam Bayenicha Pravetitam Anome Tadeva Me Rupa Darishta Tadeva Dadishadeva Rupam Prasida Devesha Jagan Nivasa. That was 45th text. So he had also use the same word, Adrishta Purvam. Arjuna also is acknowledged that this favor is so special. It has not been bestowed on anyone else by you, O Krishna. And thus, I am grateful, I am jubilant that you have chosen me for such a favor. Adrishta Purvam Rishitosmi Drishtva. Rishitosmi. I am jubilant on having seen such a favor being on receiving such a favor, but still, bhayena cha pravithitam manome. Still, what I have seen, it has filled my mind with fear. So Krishna will address the second half of Arjuna's concern, the second part of Arjuna's statement. Here in this verse, Krishna is stressing the first part when Arjuna uses the word adrishta purvam. And Krishna also echoes that when yanme tadanne chadrishta purvam. Arjuna, apart from you, no one has seen this form. Now, the universal form is definitely a great favor by Krishna to Arjuna. But often when a person is in a disturbed frame of mind, then even a favor may not seem like a favor. Even a favor may appear to be like a burden. And the solution to this is to address the underlying concern because of which that person is finding the favor to be a burden, favor to be a fear. So, that is because first the Kala Rupa was not identifiable for Arjuna, and even when it was identified, it was fearsome. Krishna will address that fear by changing his form and revealing first his four-handed form and then his two-handed form. That we will discuss in due course. Thank you.